This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Hours after suggesting a possible delay in this year's presidential election, President Donald Trump on Thursday said he did not want to postpone the vote, but remained concerned that millions of mail-in ballots would cause problems. Speaking at the White House, Trump told reporters he doesn't want the election delayed, but he also doesn't want one, in his words, that doesn't mean anything.
And do I want to see a date change? No, but I don't want to see a crooked election. This election will be the most rigged election in history if that happens.
Trump cited recent media reports about potential problems with mail-in ballots arriving late. The president does not have the authority to change the election date. That power resides with the Congress. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill from both parties rejected the notion of moving this year's election. Former presidents, members of Congress, and civil rights leaders all paid tribute to the late Congressman John Lewis at his funeral at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta on Thursday. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, former President Barack Obama said that many of the causes Lewis championed are in danger in this year's election.
Obama never mentioned his predecessor, but implicitly ripped President Trump's handling of voting procedures and ongoing civil unrest, speaking hours after the president called for delaying the election.
There are those in power who are doing their darndest to discourage people from voting.
After nearly 2 weeks of bipartisan tributes to Lewis, Obama says he has a better idea.
You want to honor John? Let's honor him by revitalizing the law that he was willing to die for.
The Voting Rights Act, which the Trump administration and Congress have left unchanged since the Supreme Court diminished it 8 years ago. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. For a third straight day, Florida has posted its highest daily death toll as the coronavirus pandemic ravages the state, AP's Tim McGuire reports.
Over the 24 hours it ended Thursday morning in Florida, 253 people died of COVID-19, a third straight day of a record number of deaths. There are also just under 10,000 new cases in the state. During a visit to the National Red Cross headquarters in Washington to call for people to donate plasma to help in the fight against the pandemic, President Trump praises what he sees as improvements in Florida.
When you look at Miami, by the way, or Florida in particular, it looks like things are getting much better.
The number of patients treated for COVID-19 in Florida hospitals does continue to decline. 8,400 Thursday, down about 300 from the previous day, and more than 1,000 from peak levels last week. I'm Tim McGuire.
The coronavirus pandemic gave the U.S. economy its biggest blow since the Great Depression in the second quarter of this year. Reuters' Conway G. Gittins has more.
GDP, the broadest measure of economic activity, shrank 32.9% in the second quarter in the biggest economic dive since the government started keeping records in 1947. That was more than triple the previous all-time decline of 10% seen back in 1958. Much of that weakness came in April when the economy grounded to a halt with stay-at-home orders forcing the closure of restaurants, bars, factories, and many other businesses. Since then, many states have tried to reopen with varying degrees of success. New coronavirus cases have spiked in many of those early states, forcing them to scale back those efforts. More than 1.4 million people signed up for first-time jobless benefits last week. All told, over 30 million Americans received some type of government unemployment assistance during the month of July.
That's Reuters' Conway G. Gittins. Former GOP presidential candidate Herman Cain has died after battling the coronavirus. He was 74. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
Herman Cain had been ill with COVID-19 for several weeks. It's not exactly clear when or where he was infected, but he was hospitalized less than 2 weeks after attending President Trump's campaign rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma in June. The one-time pizza company executive had been an outspoken backer of the president, and he was named by the campaign as a co-chair of Black Voices for Trump. A post on Cain's Twitter account announced his death. I'm Shelley Adler.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.